Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? How are you?
Even when I hear
Thursday.
Like you and me, baby.
Rough yesterday.
Get me down with the sound of life. Oh, the smell of the morning flower as we pass away the hours. I want to do it again. Do it again. Do it.
Of course, we're going to split.
Let's do it in the morning.
We're going to split this up into 2 days.
In the summertime. Feel your feet, baby. All laid up next to mine. Sweet love in the midnight.
Awesome. Good night.
Come morning light.
Yeah.
No worry about nothing. Just getting good.
Russell West.
Just getting good. Just getting good.
A lot of fights in baseball yesterday. A lot of fights in baseball yesterday. Kind of early in the season for tempers to be flaring like this, so we'll get into that. RG3 is in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick isn't. Colin Kaepernick can play. RG3, maybe he can, maybe he can't. We'll find out. They held a press conference for a backup quarterback. That's a joke. We'll do all of that today. We are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located 4991 Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally here in Chandler. Get on down here. Make sure you let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Great place to come to. I'm sitting in a members lounge now, smoking brand new Maduro's House Cigar. You're definitely going to have to give that a try, without a doubt. Very clean smoke. I'm enjoying it very much. I also have in front of me right now, I have a JFR in front of me, and I have a Strange Passage Camacho. It's a multidimensional, full-bodied flavor profile that transforms throughout the smoking experience from freshly roasted coffee and aged to an earthy fruit and spice finish. So you know I'm definitely going to get into that as well. You can only get this type of selection at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get on down and let her know PLR sent you from the Cave Show. Get 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Don't forget, you also have an opportunity to become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Never. You get a humidor that backs, a locker that backs right up to a humidor, and you can just come in and smoke. I'm sitting in the lounge right now. There's 5 games on, so get on down here. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Call in number 917-889-7828. You heard some of the topics. Feel free to jump in or add a topic that you want. 917-889-7828. Have a caller on hold. Thank you for patiently waiting. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Who do I have with me?
Good afternoon, Paul. Lou speaking.
My man, Lou. What's going on today?
All right. Well, all the guesswork is over. The NBA and NHL playoffs have now begun. Well, the NBA will begin on Saturday.
Looking
and
forward to it.
And I would say the Golden Knights are booking all the – leave it up to the hype as they won their first playoff game last night. How do you like that?
I do like that. You know, and I know we don't talk a lot of hockey here unless we're saying something that
that's
went
that
wrong
means
with hockey. But that is a great story. I mean, that truly is a great story.
Yeah, I mean, nobody expected them to have a good first season. Nobody expected them to get to the playoffs. But I figure, you know, this is not a team that was made up of, you know, young college kids getting their first year. These are experienced players, and, you know, they took their experience and made this team what it is. So that's what sets them apart from everybody else.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because you know what? Usually your expansion team, it's filled with a lot of guys that no one else wanted. Because your
right.
expansion draft are the guys that are expendable from other teams.
Yeah, but
so
this is
the
case, and that's how they managed to get to where they are.
Yeah, you're not lying. Great story, though. Great, great story.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk about some of these brawls in baseball. What's going on?
Yeah, baseball.
Lou, the season's new. Why are tempers so high already?
Look, when you got the Yankees and Red Sox playing against each other, you know there's going to be a fight no matter what's going to happen. Those two hate each other, and it's going to take even the slightest little comment to set it off. So why am I not surprised? Like, they're going to play each other, they're going to go at each other eventually.
Well, the Rockies and the Padres with Arredondo, he got hit by Luis Perdomo and Arredondo yesterday. That had the makings of a real fight.
Mm. When did baseball become boxing again?
I don't know, but you know what? It's really funny because you got a shot to throw one punch, and you could tell, and I don't know if you saw it, but Arredondo wanted no parts of Perdomo. First, he
right.
threw the glove at him, of which, you know, that didn't stop. Arredondo from charging the mound. Let me get the names right. Perdomo
right.
threw the glove at Arredondo, which didn't stop him. He went right through that glove. I thought that was funny. It's like when you're watching a bad horror movie and they throw, like, you know, like food at someone. It's like, oh yeah, that'll stop him. And it does absolutely nothing. But Arredondo definitely got a shot in. It's a good thing for Perdomo, it didn't connect.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is early in the season for this to occur, so maybe tempers will, you know, wind down as the season moves on. You know, just get out of the way now. But then again, with some teams, you just don't know.
No, and you know what? As you were talking with those two teams, going back to the Red Sox-Yankees, they're so familiar with each other. So this isn't one of those things where a guy pissed you off this one time. They've been pissing each other off for a lot of years now.
Since the dawn of baseball.
You know, I just – you know, though, you only – like, the one thing about baseball that cracks me up, you know you got one shot at the guy you want to get the shot at. And because once you take that shot, everyone is on the field. So you're not getting another shot at him. And then you have all the little ancillary fights that break out. And all over the place. But, you know, you're only getting one shot. And it always cracks me up because if you don't get that one shot, it's all over.
Exactly. And they still have one more game against each other tonight. Oh boy.
One more game? I thought they played 42 more times, according to ESPN.
One more time in this series before picking up again in a few more weeks.
Yeah, and then they played
nice.
2 weeks after.
Nice.
And they played 2 weeks after that. And they play,
yeah, I
think they played for 2 weeks straight in 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe on the next year, maybe on the next collective bargaining agreement, that's what happened.
It'll be the season, the Yankees versus the Red Sox.
Yeah, everybody else,
yeah,
forget
it. Yeah, they play no one else. Who else do you play? We don't play anybody else. That's how we roll.
Right.
We play one team.
It seems like that. But remember, they are the closest in division rivalries in the American League, so that's how they went against stuck playing 22 times a year.
You said 22 times this month? I'm sorry?
I said 22 times in a week, you know, with triple headers involved and whatnot. No. It
I
seems
you,
like that,
friend.
But it's not.
I hear you. Well, listen, there's a lot going on with baseball, and, there's four teams that are off to outstanding starts. Outstanding. The Red Sox being one, Houston, the Diamondbacks, and there's one more team. Why is it escaping me?
The Mets.
The Mets.
Yeah.
Which team do you believe? And Pittsburgh. I didn't get throw Pittsburgh in there at 8-3.
Ooh,
which team or teams do you think can keep this up throughout the year?
Well, you know it's hard to tell early in the season because you could be off such a hot start in April, and then by mid-May or early June, you could crash and burn. But I'm looking to see maybe the Pirates make something going here. And, well, I hate to say it, but maybe the Mets.
You know what, though? The teams I look to carry on, and I'm really not being a homer, I really look for the Diamondbacks and the Astros to be the two teams that stay hot. And I know the Angels are hot, and I'm not dismissing the Angels. They've got the best run differential and Major League Baseball at 39 runs per game. You know, they're smoking. Obviously, they're 10-3. They're 8 out of their last 10. They're smoking right now. I just think the Astros are the best team in baseball, and I think that's going to show, continue to show. But I just think the way the Diamondbacks are playing and the pitching that they have and the hitting that they have, I mean, they're doing this. And just think, Goldie got off to a 3-for-30 start, and they were 7-2. And now he's swinging a bat. So I just don't believe that you're going to keep a talent like that down all year. And obviously you're not, because he's starting to come back and swing the bat well. So I think that those are the two teams that will continue to stay hot or stay consistent or stay good, whichever phrase you want to use, throughout the entire season.
Yeah. No, I'll rally by that. But like I said,
NBA
it's tough to tell. You know, right now, because there's, you know, so much stuff to be played, so you never can tell.
You know what they say, though, Lou? You can't win a pennant in April, but you can lose it in April. If you dig a hole too deep, you're not coming back from that hole.
Well, look, it's a lot easier to come back from in April than to say come back from like 16 or 17 down in August.
Very true. Very true, but rarely does that one happen. So I'm anxious to see how these other teams kick it in gear and get it going. So I'm going to do later on in the show, I'm going to do a full breakdown. But before you get out of here, I want to ask you, who do you like in the East coming out of the first rounds? Like, what are teams do you like? I know we have Washington, Toronto, Miami, Philly, Indiana, Cleveland, and Milwaukee, Boston. Are any of those series, you know, perking your interest at all?
You know, for some reason, I have Toronto going to win the East, win the Eastern Conference. You know, as much as I'm not a big fan of them, you know, I have impressed with what they've done this season. So, if I were a betting man, my money would be on the Raptors. I think it's their time to shine.
So, is that like first round? Or is that a series you're really interested in watching, them in Washington? Because if so, I'm with you. I think that'll be the best television series.
Yeah, my colleagues in Washington are going to kill me, but I'm going to have to go with the Raptors.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sorry.
I'm with you. There's no need to be. No need to be. Washington,
no, I mean, aside from my colleagues in Washington.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, Washington is an underachieving team. And
there's
no way to get around it. It's just a flat-out truth. They're an underachieving team. You know something? They have an offense that's very predictable, and I really truly believe this. I think Washington would be better if Beal and Wall split up.
Yeah. Well, Beal's a troublemaker.
I just don't think the team, the talents complement each other. You know what I mean? I think what Beal does well and what Wall does well on paper looks like it should mesh. It just, for some reason, it doesn't mesh.
No.
So,
mesh, that's a hockey
we're
going
to talk. Yeah. We're going to talk about it, you know, a lot more as, you know, as the weeks go on, as the playoff goes on. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to talk a lot about these states. Lou, tell everyone about your show, my friend.
All right. Which one?
Both. All.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll go in order by experience. My Saturday night show is called the Enhanced Sports Show. That's 6 to 8 Eastern time. So that's like, I think, 4 o'clock for you in your time zone, or 3, whichever the case may be. We handle everything in the world of sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey. Hey, I'll even talk kayaking if you let me. So dial the number 929-477-3688. I take all calls, mostly on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you want to get in, you might want to get in early. But remember, I have to do my usual rant first. And my new Monday afternoon show, which is 1:30 in the East, I think that's 11:30 for you. It's a show devoted to hockey. Originally was called Get Out of My Crease or I'll Have to Kick Your Worthless Behind, but we settled for Shut the Puck Up. yeah, that's the actual name. I did not make that up myself. I wish I did. We handle everything about hockey, especially now with the playoffs in gear. So we're going to be discussing that. We're also going to be discussing the college championship that happened back on March 31st. I didn't get a chance to do it last Monday. We were off. So we'll discuss that. And I'll take a minute to go over with the junior hockey that's being played in Western Canada as they will resume their finals match. So I want to touch on that. It'll be kind of somber for a little bit, but, you know, just to pay tribute to those who died in the bus accident. So, but other than that, it's going to be one great show. So if you can find it, tune in. It's 347-205-9638, Monday, 1:30 in the East, 10:30 in the West, and like I said, probably 11:30 where you are. Did you got that, Paul? I guess not.
I wish it was something that they did well, but they don't.
Oh yeah. Round and round, round we go. I get around.
Just stand up tall,